Hello, and welcome to Cromford's Casual Collection. Basically, Cromford's assortment on a more relaxed schedule. In this edition, Octobers of Yesteryear, 17 of the things. Arthur Pendragon starts to put his band together. And the creation of the universe. Which leads me nicely into news from the Cromford front. In the previous edition of CCC, I said I was starting to work on developing my song cycle, The Ancient Pool, as a studio project. Well, I've got something to play you. The song cycle is a tribute to our moon, and to start telling the tale, I've gone back before we had a moon, before we had the earth, before we had a universe, and I've put together a little overture. Listen to what was around before the Big Bang. Hear that? Nothing. Nothing at all. A point of nothingness, sitting nowhere. Because there was nowhere for it to sit. But that point of nothingness, which we call the singularity, contains all of space and time. Hurts your head to think about, doesn't it? Okay, well, think of it like a dam, the singularity dam. And if a dam's going to burst, it might crack first and squirt a bit of water out. And if the singularity dam cracks, it might let out a little high-energy matter, like this. And then, the dam bursts. And there's the universe, on a B-flat major chord. As Patrick Moore reminded us in Cromford's Assortment, programme number 7, there's a B-flat pulsing through space 57 octaves below middle C. So I figure that B-flat major is the sound of creation. And here is the Big Bang all over again. So now all the ingredients for making the Earth and the Moon are here. In the next edition, we'll see what develops. October 2020 might not be much to write home about, so let's flick through some other Octobers in history and broaden our minds a bit. At the same time, we can go on a musical mystery tour. Mysterious, because I'm not going to tell you who these artists are, or what the songs are called. Check the description in my SoundCloud page if you want that sort of information. Okay, let's jump back nearly 1,000 years. October 1066, and the Norman invasion of Britain began with the Battle of Hastings, actually fought 6 or 7 miles inland from Hastings, and the death in battle of English King Harold II, possibly shot in the eye, possibly the right eye, with an arrow, like so. Actually, the whole battle probably featured variations on. And it was happening almost too fast for those tapestry stitches to sew.
Columbus sailed the sea without a compass. When his men began a rumpus,
up spoke Christopher Columbus, yes.
There's land somewhere.
there. We will not go wrong if we sing, swing a song.
Since the world is round, oh, we'll be safe and sound, oh. Till our goal is found, oh, we'll just keep rhythm bound, oh.
Since the crew was making merry, Mary got up and went home. Then came a yell for Isabel, and they brought on the rum and Isabel. No more mutiny, no. What a time at sea. With diplomacy.
Yep, October 1492, and Christopher Columbus landed in the Bahamas, thereby inventing both the Americas and the transatlantic cruise.
All the rumpus, yes, wise old Christopher Columbus. Latch on, Christy, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
These days he's often painted as a bit of a blundering buffoon, but you shouldn't let that seedy raincoat fool you. Peter Falk played him as dangerously shrewd. Actually, that might not be the Explorer, and it might not be quite the right name. October 1517, and Martin Luther kick-started the Protestant Reformation when he wrote a puzzled letter to his local bishop, querying a few of the Catholic Church's established practices. Well, I say a few. He raised 95 points that bothered him. Only 95? He just wasn't trying hard enough, was he? He should think himself lucky. In October 1582, every Catholic country lost 10 days of reckoning as the Julian calendar was replaced by the Gregorian one. So if your birthday had fallen between the 5th and the 14th of October that year, all of your friends would have been spared the expense of a present. Hard cheese, old bean.
Ha I float from room to room. Each door unopened, the smell of sweet perfume. Inhale, then take a sip, and then another. Can I survive?
October 1781, and General Cornwallis of the British Army caved in to the American forces and pretty much ended the War of American Independence. Good thing, too. If the American colonies had stayed colonies, we wouldn't have been treated to The West Wing, the finest political drama series ever. October 1830, and Belgium gained independence from the Netherlands. This paved the way for nearly 200 years of fascinating and exciting achievements, such as... Well, you can anagram Belgium as Big Mule. That's fairly interesting.
Came to my house last night. Oh yeah, I thought maybe he would hold me tight. Oh yeah, but my baby had to watch Cheyenne. Said left his head in the spin. Had to watch wire up too. And that left me feeling so doggone blue. Oh, my baby likes all the western guys. Oh yeah. He ain't got no use for me tonight. Oh, yeah.
October 1881 and the gunfight at the OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona. This has been dramatized on film so many times, but for my money, the best version is in the film Tombstone in 1993. Brilliantly choreographed and framed, capably acted. And how could you not enjoy Val Kilmer's turn as Doc Holliday? Best thing he's ever done. October 1927 and the film The Jazz Singer had its premiere. It was the first feature-length film with audible spoken dialogue. And from that moment, the silent movie, as a mainstream art form, was doomed.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk too much. You talk.
about people wherever you go. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk, talk too much.
October 1938, and Orson Welles, with his Mercury Radio Theatre, managed to make a fool of thousands of American listeners. He scared the living bejesus out of them with his documentary realist approach to dramatising The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. See if you can find it on YouTube. You can easily understand how it unnerved people in the days before TV, when radio was the domestic media outlet.
Daytime and nighttime, anytime at all. I'll rush to your side anytime you call. Just to be near you, you know. Anywhere I'll go, how could you hurt me so? Oh, if you got to make a fool of somebody, if you got to make a fool of someone. Do you really gotta hurt me? I'm the one that worries about you. Take it easy, baby. Please don't hurt.
We'll come back to these Octobers in a little while. But now, your mind is a camera. You establish daylight. A small, comfortable-looking house in a quiet cul-de-sac. Crossfade to a sitting room. A middle-aged man, alone in the room, sits easily in an armchair, talking on his phone.
Not at all. I'm only too glad I could help.
Oh, but Mr. Pettifer, I feel like a new woman. You're a wizard, that's what you are, Mr. Pettifer.
If you say so, Dillis. Well, goodbye now, and give my regards to Mr. Herbert.
Oh, not likely, Mr. Pettifer.
Right, what's the time? Okay, time to see about getting some lunch. Oh, not another one. Oh, do I recognise that? Oh, ha! It's Pizza Paradiso. What a coincidence. Hello, you've reached Mr. Pettifer's chat line, and I'd like to order a pizza for delivery, please.
Mr. Pettifer, you don't know me, but I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. Oh, and what would you like?
What sort of questions? I'm just looking through the menu here.
Well, if you don't mind my asking, do you know St. Botolph's Church at all?
Yes, I do. Can I have a 12-inch thin crust thermonuclear with extra habanero?
Thin crust thermo extra habanero. Have you been in there recently?
Yes. Also, a couple of extra toppings. Artichoke and anchovy, please.
Did you speak to Father Arlott?
I don't know his name. Did you get the artichoke and anchovy down?
Oh, yes. Anything else?
Hold on, I'm just deciding.
Does the name Merlin mean anything to you?
Who put you up to this?
Pardon?
The priest, was it? I thought I was speaking to him in confidence. Is nothing sacred?
It's not what you think.
So how many more of you are there going to be? Ring up and poke fun at the bloke who thinks he's Merlin the bloody magician.
No, no, you don't understand.
Listen, if I didn't really fancy a pizza for lunch, I'd hang up this call right now.
Right. Yes. And I have a 12-inch thin thermo, extra habanero plus artichoke and anchovy. He only mentioned you because of my peculiar situation.
How did you track me down? And that's it for the pizza, thank you.
You'd said that you run a local sex line. Any garlic bread, potato salad or coleslaw?
I said nothing of the sort. Sex line. I said I run a chat line. A little service for any lonely folk in the town, you know. Have a bit of a chat about the weather, or their aches and pains, or whatever. Oh, what did you just ask?
Any garlic bread, potato salad or coleslaw?
No, thank you.
Anyway, I just checked some listings online and started phoning around till I got to you. There's a surprising number of sex lines out there, you know.
It's not a sex line. Oh, could I have a can of Pepsi as well, please? Mind you, some of my female callers do seem somewhat intense. They all sound as if they keep their phones at the top of 5 flights of stairs.
And a can of Pepsi. Is that everything?
Yes, thank you. What's your interest in what I was discussing with the priest?
Well, you see, I'm Arthur. Arthur Pendragon, the once and future king. What's the address?
So you say. That's 7 Monmouth Road. Oh, I get free delivery, right?
Yes, that's very local. Honestly, I am Arthur. Father Arlott took some convincing. In fact, I'm still not convinced that he is.
Actually, there is something familiar about the sound of your voice. It's like a memory I can't pin down. How long?
Should be with you in about 15 minutes. And that'll be £25. Mr. Pettifer, I think we should meet and discuss things further. If you really are Merlin, I'll have great need of you.
Well, laddie, I know who I am. It's you that needs vetting as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, I quite understand. How about a pint at the Swigging Steeplejack one of these nights?
Well, I suppose it can't hurt. Not as much as 25 quid for a pizza and a drink, anyway. I'll get back to you with a date.
England awaits us, Merlin.
Whatever. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I'll hold off on turning the priest into a gerbil until I know for sure. Hello, you've reached Mr. Pettifer's chat line. How can I help you?
It's me again, Mr. Pettifer.
Hello, Dillis. Have you been running, you naughty woman?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Well, anyway...
To be continued in a later programme. Now let's return to October's in history.
La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou-glou-glou font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-dong. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum, et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille. Boum, il chante Loving Bloom, au rythme de ce boum qui redit boum à l'oreille.
October 1947, and the first man-made sonic boom was generated by Captain Chuck Yeager of the US Air Force as he broke the sound barrier in his X-1 rocket plane. Go, Chuck! Oh dear. October 1949. October 1949, and Mao Zedong founded the People's Republic of China. So of course, with a title like that, you can guess how much value he placed on the people.
Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world.
October 1957 saw the start of the space age. From Russia with bleeping noises, Sputnik became, briefly, the world's first artificial satellite, and the Americans had the living bejesus scared out of them again. Honestly, what a muppet nation of beakers. October 1962, and the Second Vatican Council opened in Rome. On the agenda, things like, what's it all supposed to mean? So, Latin got bumped from the Catholic masses in favour of local native languages. Shame, really, if you think of the Mass as a bit of ceremonial theatre. I always liked all that flowery gobbledygook. Also in October 1962, some very dangerous mind games were being played by Soviet Premier Khrushchev and US President Kennedy over the placing of Soviet nuclear missiles on Cuba, just 90 miles from the American mainland. The Cuban missile crisis lasted a fortnight and scared the living bejesus out of quite a few countries when they heard about it, as you can imagine. Oh, and we're all still here, so you know there was a happy-ish ending.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
October 1964, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. received the Nobel Prize for Peace. Good lad.
Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night.
October 1967, and the British Transport Minister Barbara Castle introduced the breathalyzer. Should have just abolished the internal combustion engine, bloody things. But no, she went for trying to treat a symptom instead of the whole illness.
Whenever Sponge Nose Pete met the cop on the beat, he was higher than a fly on a spray any day. When Pete knew he was booked at the policeman he'd look, and defending his badger, you could hear him say, have you got the gumption to make the assumption that I'm inebriated? Have you got the gall to say alcohol's gone to my wig? I ain't had a drink, sir, since I made the clink, sir, the night I celebrated at the garbage man's ball when we had that brawl. You remember, officer? You may be the law, still that could be a flaw in your calculations, old top. I got troubles enough, I ain't even touching the stuff, not even a wee little drop. Just draw with some chalk, sir, a line and I'll walk, sir, straighter than a judge man. Have you got the gumption to make the assumption that I'm pinched? Calculations, old top. I got troubles enough, I'm not even touching the stuff, not even a wee little drop. Just draw with some chalk, sir, a line and I'll walk, sir, straighter than a judge man. Have you got the gumption to make the assumption that I'm pinched? You mean, officer, you gonna put me in jail? Don't close that gate, let me take a walk, I'll be straight. Hey, officer, take these things off my arm, I ain't gonna do nobody no harm.
October 1990, and 45 years of partition came to an end for East and West Germany. Alfresco Berliners had been treated to Roger Waters' whinge fest, The Wall, that summer, which struck me as tasteless and insensitive then. It still does. It's just me, I suppose. This song isn't whingy, though.
Lay a bill on the table.
that's the end of this edition of Cromford's Casual Collection. I hope you enjoyed it. The next one's due out on the 5th of November. Remember, remember. In the meantime, be well or get well. If nothing else, these programmes are my way of showing that I'm staying alive, and I want you to do the same. Bye for now. Cromford's Casual Collection was conceived, assembled, and presented by me, Paul Cromford. The opening music, closing music, Big Bang music, and continuity drone are all mine. The opinions are all mine. And I don't own anything else. Of course I don't. This was a Paul Cromford production to take you somewhere else.